Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Chope, where our arms are opened and Jesus Christ is here to comfort and bless you.
Else can draw from you. In the church today, we come and we go and we say to ourselves, I have not received anything today. Or I feel like I'm just going through a formality. But God is saying to us that we have to understand that it's not only about being faithful, but it's also about being fruitful. The world puts suggestions in our minds all the time that are false. And a lot of times we are bombarded with those false ideas all the time. This is what the world does. It's bombarding the church, bombarding Christians with false things. Amen. And of course, Satan makes suggestions all the time as well. But it's not always Satan. Also, it's the world because what's going on in the society right now. So right now, a lot of Christians are confused because there's so much going on and they're trying to maintain some type of normality with their thinking and with their thoughts and with their commitment. But this is because we're being bombarded by the influences of the world. And because we're being bombarded by the influence of the world, God's people sometimes lose their form of direction. Some people say that God hasn't called them to be successful. He called me just to be faithful. You hear people say, he hasn't called me for all that. He said, just be faithful. If you have an apple that you purchased at the store and you brought it home and it was sitting on the shelf day after day, and every time you're hungry, instead of you eating from that fruit, you say, oh, it's faithful. It's there. Oh, it's there. He's always there. She's always there all the time. It's there. But that fruit was designed to give you nourishment. That fruit was designed to supply a need that you need. And this is where I'm going with the word of God, is to let you know that God is not pleased. It says, it's not true that the Bible says that he expects us to be faithful, but also he expects us to be fruitful and have fruitfulness. And the fruitfulness that he expects from us is going to give us spiritual increase. Somebody says spiritual increase. See, that goes together. So you need faithfulness, but also you need fruitfulness. And this is why some of us are drying out and withering away and falling by the wayside, because we've been in body work for a long time and we did work in ministries for a long time, but we don't understand that we're not being fruitful. And God said that being fruitful is mean that somebody can draw from you. Somebody's going to learn from you and receive their nutrition from you. And because of that, guess what you're going to do? You're going to grow. Amen. It says in the Bible that it says, I choose that you should go and bear fruit. In John 15:16, I choose that you should go and bear fruit. And the scripture that I want to talk about here is where Jesus cursed the fig tree because it didn't bear any fruit. Now, Jesus, yeah, he could have went to the fig tree and just said, let there be fruit, but he was upset because the fig tree had no fruit. It was designed to bring forth fruit. It was birthed to bring forth fruit. But a lot of times we don't understand that it's important. It's important that we're to be fruitful, and also faithfulness is all together. Okay, I'm going to have you turn to Matthew 21:14-22. It's the 21st chapter. And what it says, and the blind and lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And I'm going to set you up here. Jesus was doing a work, and he was sowing into people's lives, and he was doing great things. So right here, this is what happened. It says, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests saw and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he was doing, that he did, and the children were crying in the temple saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, the son of David. This is what was going on in the temple. Jesus was doing a work in the church. He was healing and delivering. And right as he was healing and delivering, the children began to praise God in the temple. And they were yelling out, Hosanna, Hosanna. And they were excited about what Jesus was doing in the house of God. I'm going somewhere with this message. So they were full of joy. Somebody say full of joy. They were excited about what God was doing here in the temple. But guess what happened in the next verse? It says here, but it said they were shouting out, Hosanna, Hosanna, to the son of David. The priests were sore. The priests were upset because in the house of God, the children of God were excited and praising God for what he has done. And I wanted to bring this out because it wasn't the average person in the church that was upset. It was the priests and the scribes that were upset with the children for praising him. Now think about it. Today we encourage our kids to praise man. If Jordan shoots a jump shot, or now he's no longer in the sport, but now you have Curry and all these other athletes, we praise them just for throwing a basket in the hoop. We're like, ooh, let's give them another $100. We get all excited because the man has thrown a basket in a hoop. And we make them multimillionaires, and we praise them all the time. But right here it says, I'm going to go back to 15. It says, when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he has done, see, when they saw what God has done in the temple, this is how they reacted. When they saw what he had done, and the children crying in the temple saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, the son of David, that they were sore and displeased. Now, that tells you something about the house of God. Just because you got the word in you don't mean you're righteous. Just because, see, God is trying to grow the work. He's trying to grow those that receive the Lord into their life. But what the enemy is doing is taking those that are in authority, they're getting upset because they're seeing them grow. So in the church, the scribes and the priests were upset. This is why churches are dead all over the place. Because what we do is we go to church and we kind of sit back and tell everybody what to do. And, you know, that person fell out in church today because the Holy Ghost hit them. And we're like, they shouldn't be doing that. Matter of fact, at church, we should all be quiet and not say a thing. If that's your thing, that's fine. But right here in the scripture, what does it say here? It says when Jesus got done healing and when he got done doing the work that God had called him to do, it says the priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things. So they've seen it. They looked upon it, and they seen what was going on. Instead of them getting with it and saying, you know what, I'm excited that these children are excited. Instead of them saying, praise God, young man, continue to lift up the Lord. This is why the churches don't have youth. We're trying to make the youth like us. When there are children, you got to still sow into who they are. You got to give them things to do. You got to encourage them to come to church, but not only just sit them in a pew, you got to bring them in with excitement. And you got to show them the way. So this is what Jesus' reply was. It says here in the next verse, if you said Matthew 21 and the 16th verse, and he said, Jesus said unto them, yea, have ye never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfect praise. Someone said, thou hast perfect praise. Out of the mouth of babes. Out of the young ones, because you know why they're not skeptics? they believe what you tell them. If you bring them to church and you raise them in the church and you raise them in the things of God, they're going to believe what you're showing them. What we're trying to do is we got to understand this. We don't need to develop people in the Lord to be clones. God hasn't called you out to be like anybody else. You're unique and you all have your own value. But what God wants you to know is that, are you bearing fruit or are you spending your time upset about what somebody else is doing? Are you spending your time looking through everything and analyzing everything and not getting no spiritual growth? This is what God is talking about. So the priests that were in the temple, they began to go against what God was doing, even with the Son of Man in the temple. With Jesus among them, they still were finding room to criticize. That's why some people say to me, as pastor, said, Pastor, how can you do it when people come and go? They're not consistent. All I know is this, is I'm expecting fruits out of those who call God has called. When I go to you, I better see some fruit growing off you, because there's going to be a time when I'm going to need to draw something from you. There's going to be a time when someone's going to need to draw from you, and they're going to get all the nourishment from you. Now, let's go on to the next part of the scripture. Jesus was preaching. He was sowing into the things of God, and then he was just tired. He was tired because he already preached. He already did everything that he needed to do, and now all of a sudden, he was tired. And so let's go here. I want to turn now to go to Timothy, 2 Timothy 3rd chapter 1. And when I'm going to set this up, because I want you to see where I'm going with this message. I don't want to hold you long today. So Jesus was tired. He was excited that they were going forward, but this is what went on. Before you go on to the scripture I just said, let's go back to Matthew, the 21st chapter, and the 14th verse, but not the 14th verse. Go down to the 17th verse. And this is what happened with Jesus. Remember I said he was preaching, he was teaching, and he was doing what God had called him to do. And then it said in the 17th verse, it says, and he left them and went out of the city unto Bethany, and he lodged there. And then it says, and now in the morning, as he returned unto the city, he was hungered. So after Jesus did all this stuff, he went out and lodged, and then when he got up in the morning, he was hungry. And then he saw the fig tree in the way, and he came to it, and he found nothing there upon it but leaves only. This is NIV. And he said, let no fruit grow on these henceforth forever. And presently, the fig tree withered away. Right away, the fig tree withered away. It didn't happen a little time later. This scripture shows that Jesus needed something all of a sudden. He was hungry. And when he went to draw from the fruit of the tree, of the vine, there was nothing there. So right then, Jesus cursed that tree. And I want to say to the body is that Jesus did not allow you to get saved and be full of the Holy Ghost for you to come into the temple and not know how to give him praise. He didn't give you the praise. Is, you got to look at the praise like this. The praise is like putting fertilizer in the soil. You ever, how many of you planted a plant before? And you plant something and you put it in soil, but if it's not good soil, it won't grow well. So we have enough sense to go and put something in the soil so that it grows well. But yet when we come into the house of God, we don't want to put nothing in our soil. We don't want to study the Word of God. We don't want to know who Jesus is or what he requires of us. And then all of a sudden, we're wondering why we don't have spiritual strength. We wonder why we're always having issues. So Jesus left the place. He left where he was lodging, and he went out to the fig tree, and he said, I'm hungry right now. He tried to use that fruit, and there was nothing there. God is saying to the body, there's nothing there. He is saying to the people of God that there's nothing there. When he wants to use you, there is nothing there. When he's trying to develop you, there is nothing there. When he expects something of you, there's nothing there. Now, because there's nothing there, when you need something, guess what he's saying? There's nothing there. When God is trying to develop you, he wants you and I to know that we have to be faithful, not only faithful, but we also have to be what? Fruitful. Now, fruitfulness means you have value. It means you have value. You see, somebody's going to need you. This is where we get our spiritual strength. Some of us are coming into the house of God, and you don't want to look in their face, because if you look at them too long, you're going to be down and depressed. But in the scripture, I was amazed, because after the kids, the youth began to praise God, somebody had an attitude. Now, that's amazing that you would see that we would have a problem with praising God, but that's what happened to Jesus. Someone say, that's what happened to Jesus. So I don't know why you're trying to get all your strength and your energy and your excitement for the things of God from somebody else. You're trying to figure it out through someone else. I remember the way they was always say, for God I live and for God I die. Do you really mean that? Do you really mean that? It's coming to that, though. You see what's going on in society. That's one thing about America. We don't realize that what it has gone out is going to come back home. What's the spirits of things that are going on that we have sowed are going to come back against us. Even the church, when you look at the TV and you see what's going on, you say, what's going on with the church? And I'm going to go into this scripture here, because this is going to tell us what's going on with the church. And it says, and in the 20th verse, after Jesus left that tree and it withered away and died. Now, Jesus spoke to the tree, and right then it died. He pointed at it, and it withered away, and it was cursed. It never grew anything else again. So in the next scripture, if you look with me on the 20th verse, it said, and when the disciples saw it, they were amazed, saying, how soon is the tree withered away? They were amazed, saying, how soon did it wither away? It wasn't after a while. It was right then. This is what Jesus said after. He says, in the 21st verse, it says, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and not doubt, if you have faith and not doubt, you shall not only do this which I have done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And then the next scripture, this is what I want y'all to look at and circle, because this is important. On the 22nd verse, it says, in all things whatsoever you ask and pray. Now, you hear the word ask? Say ask and pray. He said, Jesus said to the disciples, whatever you ask and pray and believe, you shall receive. Now, this is why the world sometimes think the church is crazy, because they like, why do they pray? Why do they believe with God going to do something? Why do they pray all the time? But this is a scripture that supports it. If you ask and pray, then you're going to see something happen. But what we have to understand is that asking and praying is also for spiritual development. Spiritual development, so that you will grow and so that you are valuable. You need to have some value. I'm going to end this pretty soon. I want you to turn to 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. And I'm going to have Elder read that, if you may. That's going to be 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 1st verse. Go ahead and read that if you could. Now, right here, I want everyone to pay attention to this. This is the word of God. It says this. I want everyone to know that in the last days, someone said last days, in the last days, there shall be perilous times. Now, where we get in trouble is we all are running around trying to figure out when the last day. We're trying to post it. We're trying to write it. We're trying to, no, let God do what he do. You just live right. You just be ready. Because the Bible says no man knows when, nor the time, nor the hour, but there will be signs. Now, the thing is, there were signs way back then. So what we have to do, it says, in the last days, it will be perilous times. So go ahead and read. Men will be lovers of their own selves. Go ahead. Covetous. Go ahead. See, now right there, men should be lovers of their own self. And it also said they will be disobedient to parents. Go ahead and read. Unthankful. Unholy. Go ahead. Now right there, I want to stop there. Despisers are those that are good. Now, I'm going somewhere with this word. It says in the last days, this is what was going to happen. So men were going to be lovers of themselves. And the part that I wanted to bring out, it was despisers of those that are good. They're not going to like you if you're trying to do something right. They're not going to like you if you're challenging them to change their ways. How are we going to grow spiritually so that somebody can draw from your fruit if you always waiting around for somebody to do you right? The fruit that God is trying to establish in you is for whoever needs to draw from you. That individual don't know me, but they know you. Some of you that came in late, I had a scenario where I said, if you go to the store and pick up an apple, you bring it home, sit it on the shelf, you can keep on saying every day that that apple's faithful. But one morning, you're going to get up being hungry, or you're going to look at that apple and say, well, I'm so glad you're faithful. You're going to say, I want to eat of that apple. I need strength. Some of us, we need spiritual strength. People in the body of God need spiritual strength. And we'll wonder why we're not growing spiritually. And God is saying we're not growing spiritually because we don't understand the concept that he said, whatever you ask in my name and pray, you shall have it if you just do one thing, is sow into me so that I can sow into you so you can get to growth so that you'll be established so that when I need you, you are available. You'll be ready to do what I called you to do. You'll be ready to move when I say move. When Jesus went to the disciples, he said to them, follow me and I'll make your fishes of men. He did not tell them to hang around and just be here waiting and be ready to go. He said, follow and do as I do. Church, the world is going through. Your friends and family are suffering in their spirits, in their mind, and they're dealing with addictions. And we're not ready to allow ourselves to be in a place so that they can draw from us. We want to give them something all the time. Oh, by the way, what we do is, oh, yeah, by the way, here's a Bible. By the way, here's a little pamphlet. But how about when they need you to stop talking about one another? How about when they need you to love on each other? How about when they need you to love your family members? How about when they, see, because that's the gospel right there. The gospel is what you're living. The God, see, people are tired of false prophets. They're tired of people that are saying they're Christians and being hypocrites. They want the real thing. They want to see somebody that when they see them in the morning, they're saved. When they see them in the evening, they're saved. When they see them in the noonday, they're saved.
Hello and praise God. I'm Pastor Mark Choate of House of Praise, New England Pentecostal Ministries. Right now, I am praying that you receive the words of encouragement that God has placed in my spirit today. I hope you enjoy the message. Have a blessed day.
Tell of his goodness wherever I